Allie was super nervous. If my wife's listening, she's probably going to drive off the road. There is a monster spiders. This is true. That have infiltrated from Japan, and they are soon to land on the East Coast. It's like a Red Dawn meets spiders is the way to think about this. They're taking over.
Spider invasion, everybody.
Yes.
That's something else that we'll be fighting.
The plagues.
That's right. We're going to keep it all going here in the Clay and Buck Show, though. We will make sense of an insane world. Stay with us, friends. We're going to be diving into all of it tomorrow. Till then.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kept Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A Russian airstrike has devastated a maternity hospital in the port city of Mariupol, with Ukrainian officials saying at least 17 people have been wounded. That attack comes amid growing warnings from the West that Moscow's invasion is about to take a more brutal turn. Lawmakers are including $13.6 billion in Ukraine-related aid in a massive government funding bill that is expected to get a vote in the House today. Bernie Bennett reports.
The agreement would provide new humanitarian assistance and military aid in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. House Rules Committee ranking Republican Tom Cole says the Biden administration is finally talking about properly funding the military.
If the present crisis in Ukraine shows us nothing else, It should show us the need to continue to adequately fund our national defense.
Texas Republican Michael Burgess says President Biden could keep fuel costs down if he ramps up U.S. oil production.
The hostility of the Biden administration to American energy was front and center from day one when the president took the oath of office.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Vice President Harris will be confronting a diplomatic dispute when she arrives in Poland.
When the vice president meets with the Polish president and prime minister in Warsaw on Thursday, she'll have to try and sort out a flap involving fighter jets. Poland surprised the U.S. with a plan to transfer its Russian-made fighter jets to Ukraine and receive American warplanes in return. It was an idea quickly rejected by the Pentagon.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at townhall.com, U.S. businesses posting a near-record level of open jobs in January. The Labor Department says employers posted 11.3 million jobs at the end of the month. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 670 points. The NASDAQ is up 446. More at townhall.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. And LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Another month, another record high for Southern Nevada home prices. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for previously owned single-family homes topped $450,000 in February. That's up $15,000 from the previous all-time high set in January. Last month's median price was up $95,000 from February of last year. Sales also happened fast last month, with nearly 77% of the homes being on the market for less than 30 days, more than 10 percentage points better than February of 2021. Effective today, the Clark County School District is relaxing some COVID-19 restrictions, including no longer requiring face masks on school buses and eliminating weekly COVID-19 testing. School district officials say they will continue to work in conjunction with the health district to monitor and respond to any new developments with COVID-19. The Clark County Education Association, which represents more than 18,000 workers in the district, says it's the right time to relax those restrictions. And speaking of the metrics of COVID-19, the 14-day test positivity rate dropped 6.1%. That's down from 8.4% to 5.6%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
No major problems on area freeways right now on the 15 and the 215, at least. However, those lane restrictions continue downtown on Interstate 515, both directions. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That will continue throughout the year.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, March the 9th. And we are still dealing with, well, all kinds of things going on around the world. But a lot of stuff going on in our state, even as we speak. High gas prices. Megan Barth told me the other day she has a picture of gas stations in Reno and Incline Village, $4.99 a gallon. Is it going to impact what happens down on the Strip? Let's find out. Let's check in with Howard Stutz, gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent. He joins us. Howard, how have you been?
Good afternoon. Pretty good, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
But you're obviously paying more for gas.
I think we all are. That's the way it goes right now. It's pretty much just, but don't live in California, so that's a, that, that, it's pretty, it's a little more expensive there than it is up here.
Believe it or not, And I don't have the sourcing on this, but I've seen media reports that gasoline is the most expensive per gallon anywhere in the country except Hawaii. We are second to the bottom. Does that surprise you at all?
No, only because every time we've had some type of issue with gas, I mean, our prices have gone up, and, you know, and it, there's also, if you drive from the 15, you know, the 15 in from Southern California, typically very high prices in either Baker or Barstow. You always try to avoid trying to get gas there. You try to gas up before, gas after, and try to make it through. So it's, that's always been a high fuel, priced area.
And at least in the last couple of weeks, the gas is going up 60 cents a gallon just in the span of a week. And again, I guess my question is, are gaming people getting worried that people from 4, 5, 6 hours away will choose not to drive in here and may just put off a trip to Vegas?
That's it, to be seen. I asked some of the tourism folks about this yesterday, and it's just kind of early to tell. Now, a lot of people find different ways. I mean, I probably you get the same thing. I get an email a day from Southwest Airlines of low rates to come into Vegas. So, I mean, there's, you know, back and forth. So there's, you know, there's that avenue. People are going to decide. They're going to make the calculation. I mean, for me personally, I'm supposed to go. I may go down for a day or two to the National Indian Gaming Association conference down in Anaheim, and I'm weighing what's going to be cheaper. Is it cheaper to drive down, you know, to Anaheim, or just fly into Orange County Airport and Uber, which may be a little more expensive now, you know, with gas prices or something like that, to get over to Anaheim to the convention center? So people are going to weigh those options and try to figure out what's going to be the, you know, best best for them. But you know, listen, you've seen the gaming numbers. I'm sure you probably want to discuss that. I mean, they've been flying off the chart for almost 11 months now, more than 11 months. So you know, so far we haven't, you know, nothing seems to slow anybody anymore from getting here to Vegas.
Which brings me to my next question: where are we in the recovery? As you say, the numbers are just off the chart, and I don't know how or why it's happening, but it's happening. Where do you think we are in this recovery?
Well, the one area that we haven't the two areas we haven't recovered yet completely, and that's international travel. But we're seeing more coming in. There was just an announcement of a flight from Germany now coming direct to Las Vegas. So that's slowly coming back. And the midweek convention business, that's still a challenge. You know, we still don't have a lot of the big conventions. There are a lot of bookings later in the year is what the companies have been saying, that they're getting those type of booking. They're getting bookings down the road. But as those come back, then the tourism will come back. But the ironic thing is that, you know, what was like, I think we were like, it was like a three quarters of the amount number of tourists last year, but our gaming numbers shot up. So people are either, you know, spending more, you know, they had money in their pockets, and the pent up demand after all the lockdowns and everything to come back to, you know, to Las Vegas. We have all the special events still coming here. I mean, there's all these, you know, using Allegiant Stadium for concerts and other types of special events. So that's drawing people here. This is going to be a busy week. Few weeks going to be very busy. Think about it, Kevin. We have all these college basketball tournaments that are here in Las Vegas, and then the first weekend of March Madness is the following week, and that's always a big draw to Las Vegas. So we're going to have some busy weeks here in March. Can we continue this statewide $1 billion a month in gaming revenue, which is what we've had for 11 straight months? Start, you know, going back to January, we'll see. I mean, but that's really what's, you know, the town is doing well. A lot of people are here. You know, it's just the challenges of those two areas I just said that we're waiting on to see for the recovery.
We are in the midst of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, and there are major sports books around the country that have stopped betting on events in both Russia and Belarus. I'm just curious, is this going to be something we're going to see more of? Are we going to see more sports books turning down business like that?
Yeah, well, and it's not that big of a business. You know, let's face it. I mean, it's not, I don't know how much you pay attention to the KHL, the Russian Hockey League, but it's not a big business. It's more of a symbol, you know, of solidarity for Ukraine, I guess, and what's going on. And that's why the sports books have turned it down. There were some questions on, I wrote about in my indie gaming newsletter today, some questions of IGT and Scientific Games, which are big gaming equipment providers. They, you know, they obviously are worldwide. They ship slot machines all over the world. They said that, you know, they don't see much business disruption. I mean, Russia does have slot machines on the far eastern end of the country. I mean, that's like hours and hours away from Moscow and far away from this whole conflict. So, back to your question about the sports betting and games and contests in Belarus and Russia, it's a symbol. It's not really a big, you know, not going to change any, not going to move the needle on anybody's business.
And by the way, is DraftKings or FanDuel, are they a factor at all in this?
Well, if you're talking about in Nevada, no, because they're actually not licensed here. So there's no DraftKings and FanDuel in Nevada. They have a lot of business in Europe, in the other parts of Europe. So no, they're a factor, and they pulled any contests from Belarus and Russia off the boards. But that's pretty much all it is for them.
I want to ask you about a study, and I'm not sure if it was commissioned by the LVCVA or just that they have referred to, a study of who is it that's coming to the Strip. And I guess my question is, post-pandemic, is this audience changing? Is it getting younger?
It got in the last year. You're talking about the visitor survey they do every year. Last year, you know, they didn't do it in
2021.
Yeah, so this is for 2021. Yeah, it was a younger audience coming to the Strip, and that was predominantly because older folks weren't traveling, because we were still dealing with COVID all of 2021. There were still a lot of the restrictions, the mask mandates, the social distancing. There were a lot of events weren't happening early on in the year. A lot of the entertainment didn't come back right away because of the theaters, of the capacity limitations in the theaters. And remember, things kind of got a little crazy at the end of the year, and so that kind of changed some things. So you saw a much younger audience. I mean, I think that's the question of what will the older audience come back? We think it will. But it's actually, when you have a younger audience coming to Vegas, it's a good thing because it's good for the market. We don't want to just rely on an older crowd in Las Vegas. They want to bring a younger dynamic. And remember, that younger dynamic does gamble, but maybe not as frequently. But it tracks back to what Las Vegas was before the pandemic. 65% of all the revenues that these casinos properties took in before the pandemic were non-gaming spending, hotel rooms, restaurants, entertainment, all that type of shopping, whereas gaming was about 35% of the market. Now that's changed a lot because of the pandemic, because we didn't have a lot of the non-gaming stuff. So we'll see how that changes going forward. But that study the LVCVA did just give us a little capsule of what 2021 was like in terms of the customer base.
Again, Howard Stutz joining us, a gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent. Is there going to be any concerted effort on the part of resort folks to market more to seniors or older folks?
I think we're seeing that now in the marketing and now as mass limits are gone away all over the country, it's kind of everything's, we're going into more of the endemic stage of dealing with COVID. You're going to start seeing more travel and I think you're going to start seeing some efforts to bring, into the database, go back to their database of their customers and reach out to people who haven't been here in a while and we'll be offering deals and stuff to get people here. I think we'll start seeing that as the year goes on.
Howard, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. If folks want to find out what you're up to, how do they reach out to you?
Just go to the Nevada Independent, nevadaindependent.com. And you'll find all my articles there mainly in the economy section of our website. But that's the best way to find me, or on Twitter at Howard Stutz.
I love your stuff. Howard, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime, Kevin. You have a good week.
There you go. Howard Stutz, gaming reporter in the Nevada Independent, joining us. And it is interesting that the folks on the Strip, in 2021 at least, were younger. Interesting. And the other thing I found interesting is that a lot of the sports folks aren't taking bets on Russia or Belarus activities, which, again, may not be that big a deal, but the fact is that it's one less avenue that you can drive down, so to speak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. You know, I'm a lot like you. When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with family and friends, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's been a life changer. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you've been tested 3, maybe 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. You hear him every afternoon, 3 to 6 right here. He will join us, and we'll talk about what's going on half a world away. We'll also talk about what's going on right here, right now, your pocketbook being tested. And it's really sad because this is a tax. I'm talking about the Biden inflation, the Biden gas hikes, $4.99 a gallon up in Reno and Carson City. Yeah, is that wild? $4.99. That's incredible. We have reached $5 gasoline. And it's just a matter of time before it gets to your service station or convenience store. It's just incredible. And you know what's weird? What's worse about this thing than anything is the fact that the Biden administration is now trying to shift the blame for the energy price increases to Vladimir Putin, when this stuff began long before the invasion, of Ukraine. It is. Laura Ingraham talked about that last night. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick. Joe Biden is shifting the blame for energy price increases. Listen to this.
Now, when President Biden finally announced his ban that you heard so much about today on Russian energy imports, he decided to use the moment to do something that is disgustingly Washington: shift blame.
This is a step that we're taking to inflict further pain on Putin. But there will be cost as well here in the United States. Defending freedom is going to cost. It's going to cost us as well.
Now, who's he kidding? We've been doing nothing but paying for Biden's and his party's mistakes since he took power. From their insane COVID mandates to their willful denial of inflation to their maniacal crusade against fossil fuels and now their bungling of U.S. foreign policy. Now, this isn't simply incompetent. At this point, it's purposeful. I think it's vindictive. Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. We know that. And the fact is, Ukraine, just like the pandemic, is another tragedy for them to exploit in an attempt to save themselves in the midterms. Now, you think the country is going in the wrong direction? Pain at the pump? Well, all you need to know, it's Russia's fault.
It's going to go up. Can't do much right now. Russia's responsible.